Hey, The Bird Show.
One of the best breakup revenge stories I had ever heard was a woman, kind of a friend of a friend story, where she finds out that her boyfriend's screwing around on her and she's so ticked off about it. You know, they've been going out for like 2.5 years or something, and it sure looked like everybody was going to get all married and stuff. And she finds out that they're getting married, or that he was screwing around. So she goes, gets his wallet, and cuts up all, not only his credit cards, but also like his social security card and his driver's license and all of his identification. Because she lived in California. In California, the DMV there is as big a pain in the butt as it is here in Georgia. So every time he stood in line, she wanted him to be thinking about her.
Oh, God.
And you guys know trying to get a social security card is a big time hassle. You got to spend so much time on the phones, going through voicemail trees and going through this person and that person.
I haven't gotten one in years because I dread having to go down to the SSA office, because I just know it's going to, we had to do that when Jessica's dad died. We had to take her mom down there, and it's just a lot of waiting in line.
It's a hassle, and it's so frustrating. So she cut up all the ID like that just because she wanted every minute he had to work on those projects to be thinking about how he screwed around on her. And I thought, that's great. That's awesome. Jen Hobby has a story of revenge that blows that one so far out of the water, it's not even close. And I don't think anybody listening can top this story of revenge.
I think we should have him try, though.
Yeah, you can try, but I'll tell you what, I think you're going to come up short on this one.
Maybe so. Now, this story of revenge is really more a story of psycho, because this is a couple that I heard of that broke up, okay? And this is a close story to a friend of mine. So I'm once removed from this story, but this friend of mine told me the story, and she's very, very close to this story. Okay, so he breaks up with her, and she, let's call her Annie, okay? So Annie decides that what she will do is report her ex-boyfriend to the FBI as a terrorist.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yes. And she was calculating enough that she figured out ways to get the FBI to actually believe her, okay?
Now, this has got to be illegal.
I'm sure
it is.
must absolutely be illegal.
And I don't know the rest of the story, like what happened to her after this, after they found out. Obviously, it was false, okay? This is just an ex-boyfriend. She's just mad that he broke up with her. I don't know the story around their breakup, but basically, he dumped her, she got mad, called the FBI, and said that he was a terrorist and that he was planning terrorist attacks.
Oh, man.
Okay? And here's how far it went. He is one of those people that's a snoozer, like a late sleeper or whatever. So he has like 5 or 6, you know, maybe up to 10 alarm clocks in his house. Mm-hmm. She convinced the FBI that those alarm clocks were set as far as different events that were going to be going on around the world. And that's why he had so many different alarm clocks in his room. She's like, go look, go see. He's got alarm clocks in there and they're all set up for different terrorist attacks that are going to happen around the world. And then he also was someone who was newly taking flight lessons, just as a hobby, just as like on the weekends. He was doing well enough to be able to afford some flight lessons. So sure enough, she told the FBI that he was going to be taking these flight lessons in order to fly planes into buildings. And you know, the funny part is he lives close to Washington, D.C., too. So they took this very seriously because he lives in that area or whatever. And this is just his hobby, you know. Oh, maybe I'll just, you know, try to learn how to fly or whatever. So she knows all these different things about him that she reports to the FBI. And sure enough, the FBI shows up at his work. Okay?
Oh, man.
They show up at his office. They investigate him. Then he finds out later that they had been staking out his house.
Really?
From his neighbors in his neighborhood. The neighbors were like coming over going, why are there, you know, why is there cops in our yard all the time? Why is there, you know, this going on or whatever? And he found out this much later. So his entire neighborhood thinks now that he's got something going on that's wrong, because there's been cops staking out his cul-de-sac for weeks, you know, before he ever finds out about it. But sure enough, they show up at his work and they investigate him because they think that he is planning terrorist attacks, all because of a bitter ex-girlfriend.
Now, no doubt, I mean, obviously, this is way over the top, way over
it's
the top.
Wrong.
And no one should, yeah, it's totally wrong.
But how does
but
he?
What, I'm just, I want to ask, like, what did he do that was so wrong to get her so crazy, or was it just an ugly breakup?
I think it was just an ugly breakup.
She's
I really don't know the details of the breakup, but, the friend of mine who told me the story is very close to it and said that she did have some pretty psycho tendencies.
Obviously.
Because she's a girl.
Like, well, not just because she's a girl, because that's really, that's going really far. I mean, just absolutely wrong. But I mean, seriously mess with this guy's life just because she was a bitter ex-girlfriend. Can you believe that?
Now, does he know as fact it was her?
Yes.
He knows as fact.
How does he know? Did she tell? Well, she told him.
I mean, once the FBI cleared his name from the terrorist list or whatever, I'm sure that they had to provide him with some information because of all the meddling in his life.
No, she told, they'll never do that. They will never, even if you're perfectly innocent, they'll never reveal who turned you in.
Really?
So she told him.
No, I can believe that because she goes to that trouble. She'll brag about it. But, I mean, that's just wrong. I mean, that's because, like, with the credit, you know, cutting up the credit card and Social Security, you know, that puts the burden on him to have to go and do all these things. And to me, that's funny. Mm. But, you know, this, you're talking about
taking up time. The
FBI and taxpayer money going to her trying to seek revenge is wrong. And the terrorist thing, that's not funny.
Yeah, we're not debating, like, if it's right or wrong. I mean, for sure, across the board, it's not even a... No debate there.
Yeah.
Totally over the top. Totally wrong.
Is that nuts or what?
Who can beat that story of revenge? We will need the voice disguiser for this, Jeff. We are going to call this Burt Show listener.
Hold on.
We're going to call you.
Or Ho for short.
Somebody mess with the voice disguiser? We had it all set up perfectly.
Well, yesterday. No, except for the fugitive.
Well, why can't we just keep it the same setting?
Because then everybody sounds just like the fugitive.
That's fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, Michelle.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi. This happened when I was a freshman in college, and I had a boyfriend that I had been dating for 2 years, and I found out that he was cheating on me, and so, you know, we had a very ugly breakup, and I think during our whole relationship, I mean, the only time he probably did anything, he, like, pushed me. So after we broke up, you know, I was so mad that he had been cheating on me for a while that I went to the police. And I said that he had been physically abusing me. So they took out, like, a little, you know, report and said that they would investigate it. Well, me, I can't, you know, wait. So I get a local TV station involved.
Oh, no. You did not.
And they go after him, and he ended up spending a year in jail.
No way. And the dude was totally innocent?
Yeah. And I feel bad about it now because that's why I'm on voice disguiser, but, I mean, you know, I was really pissed.
I guess so.
But
how do you live with yourself, though? This dude spent a year in jail.
Well, I think he got out after 6 months for good behavior.
Oh, okay, so that makes
you feel a little bit better about things.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and my best friend always tells me, you know, she's like, you can't wait for karma. You take things into your own hands. And I'm like, yep.
Well, yeah, you're going to wait for karma because when it comes back to get you, you're screwed.
Oh, that's going to be a tough one to live with.
I know. I'm always worried. I mean, now, you know, I'm happily married, have a child, but I'm like, you know, I do feel bad. And I even at one point tried to contact him. This is when I lived in another city, but I never did.
Don't contact him.
Yeah. He never found out, right?
No.
Well, he did. He went to jail.
So you
testified under oath. You lied under oath?
Well, we didn't even have to go that far because he took a plea bargain because he knew it was just going to be a mess.
Wow. You took 6 months out of this guy's life over this.
Yeah. Mm. Let me just tell you, he was my first. I was a virgin.
It doesn't justify what you did. I mean, that's awful. And to lie about assault, that's just awful.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Does that trump my story already?
Yes.
That's pretty bad.
I mean, that's pretty bad because that involved prison time. I mean, my story was just, you know, a bit of a hassle, you know, explaining to the FBI some things. But, yeah.
Let me tell you the stories I thought we were going to get. You could turn the voice disguiser off. Hey, Christina, you're on All the Hits Q100. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, many years ago, I'm not as crazy as the other callers, but in any case, in New York City, a boyfriend I found out was cheating. And after he broke up with me, I called all the pizza shops for about 30 blocks, ordered as many pizzas as I could have delivered to his address, all the flower shops, and the liquor stores that delivered.
Oh, that's great.
See, that's funny.
That's funny.
And they all came on the same day?
On the same day, and they wouldn't extend him credit.
See, now, those are the calls I thought we would end up getting.
Yeah.
I like that.
Not I sent my ex to jail for 6 months.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Man.
Hey. The Burt Show.